I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Finishing cancer treatment and moving into the cancer survivor mode can be an exciting time for cancer patients. To talk about making this transition and settling into a healthy routine is Dr. Stacy Maurer. She's a clinical psychologist and she's the psychosocial services coordinator at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Maurer, I know that you work with a lot of cancer survivors. What are some of the most common issues that might crop up when someone transitions from being a cancer patient to being a cancer survivor?
Well, it can be an exciting time for patients. There's also a lot of changes that come with that transition as well. They're no longer receiving as close follow-up with their medical team. There may be some nervousness about returning to some of their normal activities, questions about returning to work.
What about extra efforts to take good care of yourself during this transition period?
Well, first of all, I think self-care is very important. Getting enough sleep, eating well, beginning to exercise or move around more, all of those things can help one settle back into a routine and feel better about themselves.
And what about the need for a social support network after the cancer treatment's over with? But the person still needs some help.
People who have gone through cancer treatment often experience a change in their support as they move more into cancer survivorship. People may not be aware of what the patient's needs are. They may feel like their social support maybe lessens a little bit.
And what's the best way to ask for what you really feel you need?
Checking in with yourself and making sure that you know what your needs are as best you can. Also learning what people in your life are good for what types of support. Some people might be better at sitting with you and talking with you and, you know, lending a listening ear. Others might be better to call up and say, I need to get out of the house today. So it's helpful to learn who's good at providing what type of support.
And do many cancer survivors find that their life moving forward after treatment is finished is sort of a new normal? In other words, they're changed in some ways because of the experience of cancer.
Yes, absolutely. It can be helpful at that time to stop, reassess your values. Some things that might have been very important to you in the past may no longer be as important, and other things might have emerged as being very important to that person. And as they can reassess their values, that can help to provide a little bit of a roadmap to create that new normal.
And you mentioned exercise a couple minutes ago when settling back into a healthy routine. What can you tell us about the benefits of exercise for cancer survivors after treatment?
Well, exercise can help patients to keep a healthy body overall, which can lower their risk of recurrence for certain types of cancer. There are also a lot of mental and psychological benefits to exercise as well. And patients often find that they feel better when they're able to integrate exercise into their routine regularly. And exercising with a friend or a family member can also be a great way to build social support and also focus on health as well.
Dr. Maurer, thanks for this information about transitioning from cancer patient to cancer survivor.
Of course, you're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.